Dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced in verse 11 of Surah Hujurat, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa an yakunna khayran minhun. O believers, men must not ridicule other men. It is likely that the ridiculed are better than the mockers. Nor must the woman ridicule other women. It is likely that the ridiculed woman may be better than the mockers. The honor possessed by a Muslim means we must not make fun of them in any way. This part of verse 11 clarifies how men should not ridicule men, nor women ridicule women. Everyone has a particular temperament and way of going about their lives. We should not criticize any person's way of going things. We cannot critique people's clothing or lifestyle. Even if a person is a sinner, he should still be invited to righteousness in a good manner. Making fun of them is completely wrong. Sadly, this evil deed is everywhere nowadays. If someone wants to act upon the sunnah and grow their beard, wear an imama, or keep the bottom of their trouser halfway up the shin, he is unfortunately subject to criticism. Poor people have their clothes made fun out of. Some make satirical impressions of others full of mockery and insults. Certain ignorant individuals do not even have an ounce of shame in making fun of things made a certain way by the divine. For example, a person may have one eye which is not aligned with the other. People call him cross-eyed and then make fun of him. If someone has a long nose, large lips, or a problem with their leg, they are subjected to ridicule and insults. Allahu Akbar. The self-respect and dignity of the person is publicly torn to shreds. Our carelessness and negligence are indeed extremely unfortunate. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained, La tumari akhaka wa la tumazihhu. Neither argue with nor ridicule your brother. Another hadith says, The door of paradise shall indeed be opened for he who mocks people. He shall be summoned to it with the words, Come closer, draw closer. When he approaches paradise, its door will be shut, and this will happen to him numerous times. Those who do not care about respecting others, who make fun of everyone and laugh in happiness afterwards, should read this hadith over and over and over. They should think deeply over what this means for them. Now just imagine the day of judgment for a moment, a day 50,000 years long, in which the ground will be made from scorching hot copper and the sun blazing down with fire. Everywhere you turn, all are fearing for what will happen to them. In that dire situation, could you imagine how overjoyed someone would be to hear themselves being called to paradise? Think of how their heart would be overflowing with happiness. Then, as they finally get close to entering, the door of paradise is closed in their face. Just think of what someone will feel if this happened to them. Imagine his regret, hopelessness, and intense sadness. Why did this happen to them? Because this unfortunate person made fun of other people in the world, and this is the return they will receive for this on the day of judgment. Dear viewers, O those who love Allah's Messenger, wherever a Muslim lives in the world, it is compulsory for us to never make fun of them at any cost. Sheikh Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Mocking a Muslim with one's tongue, gestures, or any other way in order to humiliate and belittle him is haram and an action that leads to hellfire. Tubu ilallah. استغفر الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم۔